A Roman Catholic order has admitted it hired a private investigator to tail a victim of the notorious paedophile Brother Robert Best. Christian Brothers Order has detailed to Victoria's parliamentary inquiry into child abuse just how far it went to support its members who stood accused of child sex assaults. It spent nearly $1 million defending Best, one of Australia's most prolific paedophiles, and it spent hundreds of thousands more defending other brothers similarly charged with abuse. At times, the evidence prompted incredulous laughter and derision from the public gallery, and there were also tears, as Madeleine Morris reports.
On behalf of all Christian brothers in this country, I want to acknowledge that children entrusted to our care have indeed been abused, in some cases even brutalised by some of our number.
Tearful contrition from Brother Julian McDonald, the man who had the unenviable task of representing the Christian Brothers at today's hearing. His brethren include some of Australia's most notorious paedophiles. Brother Robert Best, convicted of 21 counts of sexual abuse. Also Father Gerald Ridsdale, who abused more than 30 young boys.
I can only extend to you our profound apologies, beg your forgiveness, and assure you that the Christian Brothers will do their best to right the wrongs that have been done to you.
But today, for the first time, the extent of the brothers' continued support for known paedophiles was also revealed. Letters were read out confirming that private investigators were hired to follow victims of convicted paedophiles Brother Ted Dowland as well as Robert Best. The two men worked at boys' schools in the Diocese of Ballarat in the 1970s. Brother Brian Brandon, the second representative of the Christian Brothers at today's hearing, acknowledged the investigators were hired on two occasions, but denied the order had been spying.
I'm not sure there was any spying involved, but it's not common practice. In fact, I'm not aware of any other occasion on which that has taken place.
Also, for the first time today, the full cost of the legal defence of the brothers came out. While admitting the order had not contributed financially to any of the victims' legal costs, Brother Brandon had this response to questions from Nick Wakeling MP.
How much money have the Christian Brothers spent on criminal proceedings involving brothers?
About $1.5 million.
In total?
In total.
Of which this case is the largest proportion?
By far.
The case Mr. Wakeling is referring to is again that of Robert Best. Today it was confirmed that as well as being visited in prison by members of the order, Brother Best will be allowed to continue as a Christian brother once released. Speaking for the order, Brother Julian McDonald said he could understand how people in the community might see that as offensive, but gave this explanation.
I believe we have an obligation to the community not to let people like Best loose in the community unsupervised. By retaining him, we can supervise his behaviour and monitor his movements and make sure that he doesn't just run loose in the community.
Brother McDonald also repeatedly maintained there was no culture of denial and no collective cover-up of the brothers' activities, but rather a number of bad decisions made by people in authority. At several points, there were jeers from the public gallery, including when Brother Brandon said the order's primary concern had always been the victims.
Madeleine Morris reporting from Melbourne.